Hi guys, I'm Sean, and I have a story that may sound like gibberish, but you should listen to it till the end. I guarantee you that you will love the story of how my dog turned into a human, and also how my stupidity and naivety put my life in serious danger. I really love animals, but the problem is that my parents don't, so they won't let me have one. I found the perfect solution. I volunteered at a local shelter for cats and dogs, and started going there on Saturdays to care for the animals and spend more time with them. My efforts paid off, and my parents, realizing that I was serious about pets, finally allowed me to have one of my own. They offered to buy one at the pet store, but I thought that was wrong because there are so many animals in cages at the shelter. That was the first reason. The second was that I already had the dog I wanted in mind. I met him at the shelter. His name is Frank. He was already an adult German Shepherd with brown eyes. Frank and I had already become friends. When I helped at the shelter, I often watched him, and his behavior seemed very strange to me. I would even say he behaved just like a person. Judge for yourself. Frank opened and closed the gate of his own cage, even when it was closed with a hook. He pried it open with his nose and freed himself. When I was washing the floors, Frank helped me and pushed the bucket of water, even though I didn't ask him to. These and many other things gave me the idea that Frank was a person imprisoned in the body of a dog. When my parents saw him, they were shocked. They thought that such a large dog would simply not listen to me and insisted that I chose a smaller dog. I tried to prove to them that I could handle it, but they were adamant. Then, once again, I became convinced that Frank was an unusual dog. Once again, he left the cage himself, which terrified my parents, and then came up to me and barked, as if he was asking me to do something. I believe that Frank understood us and that he heard our conversation. Then I told him to sit down and he immediately executed the command. My parents were surprised. Then I gave him a few more basic commands like speak and lie down, and a couple of non-standard types like spinning and somersaulting. He even performed those. Mom and Dad were delighted when they saw such an obedient and intelligent dog. Their doubts immediately disappeared. They allowed me to take Frank. It was all wonderful, but I looked at Frank and wondered how he managed to carry out all those commands. He didn't know them. He never had. It was very strange. But it got even weirder when, at that moment, Frank turned to me and winked. I swear. When we were driving home, the thought that my dog was, in fact, a person, haunted me. And I decided that I needed to be sure. I watched him closely for the next week. His behavior indicated that he was not just a dog. He pushed the cart at the store, washed the car with me, and took food out of the refrigerator, and also loved to watch TV. Have you ever seen a dog do things like this? The thought came to me that maybe he was doing something completely supernatural when we weren't at home. Then, when I left for school, I hid several video cameras in different rooms so that the dog wouldn't catch on. I sat at my desk all day, just itching to watch the video and finally find out. But when I got home and watched the recordings, I discovered that Frank, in our absence, only slept and scared the postman with his barking. Maybe I was dreaming and had seen too many movies. I shouldn't have been carried away by the idea that Frank was some kind of super dog. I almost gave up that thought, until one day, the following happened. My parents packed the whole car to full capacity with various things and went on vacation. They left me money for groceries. Since I was under Frank's supervision, I was left alone in the house. Frank himself was suspiciously quiet. Usually, when this happens, he sleeps in the garage and comes out on his own when he wants company. So I decided not to bother him, and since it was quite late, I went to bed. I didn't sleep long, though. That night, a strange noise woke me up. I went downstairs and heard sounds coming from the kitchen. It was very cold in there, and the window was open. When I turned on the light, I saw that the refrigerator door was also open, and next to it, there was a grown man. He was clearly surprised to see me, as, of course, was I. I grabbed a chair and wanted to throw it at him, but stopped in time as I saw that he had an open can of dog food in his hands. I looked even more closely. The man's eyes were brown, like Frank's. I put the chair back and asked him, "Frank?" Frank was a little slow to answer. He clearly didn't expect me to finally be able to catch him in human form. After a little hesitation, he nodded his head, and then even verbally confirmed that he was Frank. You can't even imagine how happy I was to find out that I was right all this time and that my dog was, in fact, a man, or knows how to turn into one. Yes, I had to clarify this question. This is what I asked Frank. He hesitated a little and scratched the back of his head. Apparently, Frank didn't fully believe that I had uncovered his secret. Then he answered that he really was a dog who knew how to turn into a person, but he did it very, very rarely, because it took an incredible amount of strength. I was overjoyed. Frank, by the way, said that now that he was in human form, he would like to eat normal food. I looked in the refrigerator. It was completely empty. Oh, I completely forgot to buy groceries. I offered to do it with him tomorrow, but Frank shook his head. He said that no one else should see him in human form, or else it might end badly for him. Before sending me to bed, Frank asked when my parents would return. He said that my parents shouldn't see him like this either. Otherwise, they would talk about his transformation and the other people would want to take him very far away. I said my parents would be back in a couple of days. Frank was reassured by this news, and he went into the living room to watch TV, and I went to bed and looked forward to how Frank and I would spend time together. In the morning, I left for groceries. Frank wrote me a list of what to buy. He wanted to cook something special that he hadn't eaten in years while he was in his dog form. Frank was very happy to see me when I finally returned with the groceries. He asked me to help cook. He told me to light the grill to cook the meat, but I couldn't do it at all. He saw it and walked towards me, looking serious. I got worried. I thought that Frank would come up to me and start yelling at me like my dad does when I can't do something. But no. Frank just walked up to me and calmly explained how the grill works. It was great to know that you can learn something without fights or screaming. The next day, when I was coming home from school, I was attacked by a neighbor boy. I don't know why he disliked me so much, but he bothered me every day. Mom told me that these kinds of bullies just like to feel better than other people, and it's best to just ignore them. I did just that. I returned home all dirty because the boy pushed me into a puddle. Frank saw this and asked what happened. I told him about the boy who bullied me every day. I added that my mother said that you need to be patient and then he would leave me alone. Frank laughed and said that that was nonsense and that if I didn't fight back, he would keep terrorizing me. He added that no one should tolerate humiliation. Frank said that as a child, he was also often beaten by guys who were stronger than him. He was able to deal with them. He told me in confidence what you need to tell these thugs so that they don't touch you anymore. The words he said sounded very offensive. Frank said that hooligans will definitely go away after hearing this. When I walked home after school, that bully got in my way again. He appeared out of nowhere and seemed to be about to hit me, but I stopped him by saying that I have a secret that I wanted to tell him. The bully thought for a moment, then came up to me. I whispered to him everything Frank told me. The neighbor boy opened his mouth in surprise and tears poured down his cheeks. He just ran away. This was the first time I saw him act so weak. Frank's method really worked. I got home, happy. When Frank saw me, he immediately turned off the TV that he was watching. He was clearly nervous. He asked when my parents would return from vacation. I said tomorrow. Then Frank said that tomorrow, when I wake up, he will turn into a dog, and he does not know when he will become a man again. Frank shook my hand goodbye and told me not to insult anyone, to obey my parents, and also that I should always close all my windows and doors. What he meant by the last thing, I understood later. In the meantime, I was just sad that I would not see him as a person soon, and that we would not be able to talk like this anymore. It was getting late, and I went to bed. In the morning, my parents arrived. I hugged them because I really missed them. But what happened next shocked me. Our dog, Frank, followed them into the house. And my parents asked if I was scared alone at home. What did they mean? I told them that I wasn't alone. I was with Frank. My parents said that they took the dog to take him to the vet on the way, and that he wasn't at home with me. I stood there in complete shock. But my father just praised me for my good joke. If the dog was with them the whole time, then who was here? I turned on the TV. And Frank was on every channel, the same Frank who lived with me for several days. I almost fainted when I realized what had happened. It turned out that Frank was an escaped criminal who was wanted by the police. My name is Sean, and I lived in a house with the criminal. He was not bad. Frank even helped me to cope with the bully and become more independent. But he was still a criminal. Tell me, should I tell my parents about what happened? Leave your answers in the comments, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel. I look forward to your advice. Bye!